But God's love is unconditional, but his promises is not unconditional. You have to do what he says, and he has the power to release the answer to you or hold back that answer. Just like that young woman, 28 years old. How would you like to be a 28-year-old young woman who had been given a diagnosis, you have terminal cancer and you have only a few weeks left to live, and you're only 28? You know, that's not where I want to go. I don't want to have that kind of report at 72. I don't want to have that kind of report when I get to be 92. When the Lord gets through with me, I don't care what age it is. When he gets through with me, I want him just to take away my breath and bring me home. But I don't want to go through no sickness and disease after what God has done for me on the cross. Because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I die in sickness and disease, I'm going to die in sin. I've done something that does not please the Lord. That's awful. That's awful to think about. We don't know what sin is. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinning. Boy, thank God for Jesus. If it wasn't for Jesus, I'd be in bad, bad shape. And you would too. Without him, we have no hope. Verse 7 and 8. Now, no one is likely to die for a good person. Though someone might be willing to die for a person who is especially good. Let me ask you this question. Is there anybody that you know today that you would die for? Boy, that's putting it on you, isn't it? I mean, that really comes down. Do you find out what we're made out of if somebody says, you die or they die? Most people say, well, let them die. I don't know. It would have to be some kind of a special something. You know, mothers die for their children. Husbands are supposed to be able to die for their wives. You know, but everybody's not willing to do that. You might be like the guy here a while back. He said something about, what's the deal when we get to heaven? Are we going to have the same mate we had on earth? And the preacher said, well, no, there's not going to be any marriage in heaven. We'll each be an individual. So why'd you ask that for? He said, well, I don't want to be married to this woman that I've been married to for 50 years when I'm in heaven. He says, why not? He said, well, there's a lot of things that she does I don't like. And I thought, I really have put up with her 50 years on earth, but I really wouldn't want to put up with her for eternity. See, that's the way a lot of people feel. A lot of people feel like that. You know, a lot of people stay married because they know they're supposed to stay married. They're supposed to love. But some people are not easy to love. You know that? Some people are just little devils on this earth. And if you don't realize that, you just turn and look at somebody. Turn and look at your neighbor and you're going to find one. There's one. Here's one. You know what I mean? I never seen anybody that was completely 100% satisfied with everybody they ever met in their life. You know, there's something they got that they don't like. Can you love them anyway? Of course you can. You can love them. But there's things about people you don't like. I mean, if you're a human being, you can't like everything about everybody. I mean, just like me, I teach the Word of God. Some people love me and some people hate me. I mean, I get under some people's skin. I mean, I've had them tell me. I had one guy call me on the phone one night and told me, if you ever, in fact, I know the man who did it. Picked up a whole bunch of my DVDs and he left them on his neighbor's houses and he left them on one guy and the guy watched a few minutes of that and he called me back and left a voicemail on my voice recorder. Every foul word you can imagine. He said, if I ever see another one of these show up, I will bring my gun and I will come up to your church and I will personally kill you, you blankety blank SOB and everything you can think of. This guy called me everything in the world. I thought, boy, I didn't exactly hit him just right, did I?
Or maybe you did.
Well, I hit him right where God wanted him in. But he ain't listening. He's living in the flesh. And when a man's living in the flesh, man, he can do what that guy did. He didn't want me nowhere around him. Now, I was kidding Terry a while ago. I said, this girl here, when she first met me, she didn't like me either. But it wasn't long after I got her marriage set back together, and her three kids healed. Now this girl can walk and put her arm around me and love me. Isn't that wonderful, Terry? But see, it depends on what you've received. Before, you didn't know where I was coming from. I loved you, and I was trying to tell you what would save you and set you free, but you didn't want to hear it. Did you? No, you didn't want to hear it. But praise God. God got through to her and changed her life forever. She sat right back there the other day and told me that I believe the first 9 years you said of your marriage was hell on earth.
Is that what
11. The first 11 was hell on earth, and maybe it was the next
nine.
Had been good. Yeah, that's what she said. I'd forgotten the exact numbers. But if the first 11 years of your married life is hell on earth, and then you meet a man that tells you what to do, and then the next nine is a blessing, hey, that makes it wonderful. You're almost even now. You got two more good years to go. Praise God. And then maybe you'll have 20 more good ones after that, girl. Praise God. But the Lord tells us there is no one likely to die for a good person. I mean, you know, somebody's got to be special. You really have to be special. You know, just think in this room. You look at the people around here. You know anybody in this room that you would die for? That's something to think about. You know that? That's going the ultimate. So someone might be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. Now then, I take the foulest guy out there in the world, the worst, the wickedest, and I say, Thurman, if you'll die, we'll let him go free. But he's the foulest guy. He's the one that was the head of the deal that killed all those people in the 911 and all that stuff. If you die for him, we'll let him go free. I'm going to tell you, you put him up and shoot him. I ain't dying for him. But Jesus did. Jesus died for him. I ain't going to die for a guy like that. Are you, Scott? I'm not. You might if you want to, but forget me. I ain't dying for no criminal. I'm going to let him die first. I'm not. But Jesus Christ came and died for him so that you and me can be free. Verse 9 and 10. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's judgment. Okay, we read scriptures like anything. I got it made. Jesus paid the price for me. I can never be judged now. God's not going to judge me. We have to be careful when we read things like this. We think, oh, I'm okay. Once saved, always saved. I heard that in the Baptist church all my life. Never believed it, but I heard it all my life. You're okay. And in Romans 8:1, I've heard that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And that's all they say. Some translations, that's all it says. But that ain't all the Word of God says. It's got another line there, and we'll get to that at a later time. For since we were restored to friendship with God by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be delivered from eternal punishment by His life. I want to be delivered from eternal punishment, don't you? But I have to walk, as we're going to see in the scripture, I have to walk according to His life. Yeah, He was perfect. And I don't have to worry about it. As long as I walk in obedience to the Word and do what it says. Verse 11 and 12. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God. All because of what our Lord Jesus Christ had done for us in making us friends of God. Praise God for Jesus. Man, if it wasn't for Jesus, there wouldn't be none of us, not one single one of us in this room could ever go to heaven. We would all be destined for hell, and we would all be destroyed by the enemy. I mean, we would all be sick and afflicted and everything else. But he says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race from one man. All have now sinned. Adam's sin brought death. I mean, did Adam's sin bring death immediately? It brought spiritual death immediately, but it didn't bring physical death. Adam lived over 900 years. You know, I was reading a book last night about the Word, And one of the stories I was reading about it, it was talking about when Noah, 500 years old, and he actually, I think it was 482 or something, but about 500 years. Now that, if you and I think about today, somebody 500 years old? 500 years old? I mean, when you look at somebody and say, how old is she? Oh, she's 100. Oh my gosh, is she still walking? 100? Well, Noah married a woman whenever he was, I think, nearly 500, and she was like 580 when he married her, and then they had three sons. Wow! Some of you women think, oh my gosh, I'm 80 or 70, and you want me to have a baby? You got to be kidding! That's for women that are 20 and 30 years old. Don't forget about this nonsense of being 80 years old and bringing a baby into the world. But back in those days, 80 years old, you was a mere child. It's all relative. You understand? I mean, back then when people lived 900 years. I mean, 500 years old, you're just barely in the prime of life. And we look at it today, 100, 80, 80. Man, he must be ancient. That's the way we look at it. 80, wow, he's old. You know, I had a guy the other day, he wrote me a letter, nice letter. He wanted to insure my 421. I thought, I think I'll just see what this guy will insure it for. Just find out if he really wants to insure my airplane or not. So I called him. He said, oh yeah, we'd love to insure your airplane. I said, well, he said, first of all, how many hours do you have? I told him how many thousand hours I have. He said, how many hours do you have in a twin? I told him how many hours I had in a twin. And he said, how old are you? I said, well, I'll be 72 in December. He said, and you're still flying? Oh, he said, after he asked me a few more questions, he said, well, I'll see what I can do. I ain't never heard from him since. He didn't want to insure my airplane. He wanted me to be 35 years old. He wanted me to have 10,000 hours of multi-engine time and all this kind of stuff. He didn't want to insure my airplane. He thought he did till he heard me say, I'm nearly 72. I'll be 72 in December. I said, right now I'm 71. He said, and you're still flying? I thought, so what's wrong?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live a Triumphant Life, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.